Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
There's a very important ballot issue that's on the ballot election day, December the 11th, and it impacts St. Tammany Parish. There's a new casino proposed in Slidell, and the residents of the parish get to vote on whether or not it moves forward or not. It's called Camellia Bay. And we have Jay Connaughton, spokesman for Camellia Bay Resort. Jay, welcome to the show.
Noel, it's great to be with you this morning. Good morning.
So, Jay, I'll give you an opportunity to open up and tell us why folks in St. Tammany should vote for this.
Well, I think it's a wonderful opportunity for our parish from an economic development standpoint, but just from an amenity standpoint, when you think of everything that Camellia Bay is proposing, it's a land-based resort that includes a first-class hotel, our first fully integrated convention center, ballrooms, live music, green space for outdoor community events, a luxury spa, a brand-new marina. I mean, this is an opportunity for Eastern St. Tammany and all of the parish to come together for things like graduations, which we're not able to do. Our Mardi Gras crews in St. Tammany Parish go to the Gulf Coast or come to New Orleans to host their balls. Why can't we have that here in St. Tammany Parish? We have seen time and again that these resort-style developments, not just a single riverboat, but a resort-style development, have a positive impact on the community around them in the sense of economic development, higher wages, and ultimately lower crime. And we're just really excited about this project. We've seen a tremendous amount of grassroots support and community leadership, and we're really confident about where we are going into Saturday.
So when there's a lot of economic development that y'all propose is going to happen as a result of this, if you would quickly for the listening audience, outline the terms of the deal.
Yeah, so the outline the terms of the deal, super easy to get through. As you know, there's a big portion of the money that would end up going to the state, which is going to be used for things like teacher pay raises, traffic and infrastructure improvements, potentially state police, things that there's a lot of need in the community. But a big pile of the money ends up going back to the parish. And it comes through multiple different things. So there's guaranteed sales tax revenue, guaranteed hotel occupancy tax revenue, there's guaranteed property tax revenue. And then we have the split with the parish, which is going to generate somewhere in the neighborhood.
When you say, let's stop right there. When you say guaranteed,
yeah, sure.
It's not a predetermined amount of money, right? It's whatever the experience set is.
Well, so there's two different types of taxes or revenue streams off of this, right? So there's the actual revenue split, which is experts have looked at it and predicted and looked at how much money we're leaking and losing to Mississippi. And they've studied this for years, not just Camellia Bay experts, but also the experts for the state gaming control. And so when they look at gaming revenue, there's predictive nature in that. And they've got really solid reports that have been consistent over years showing just how much money we're losing and how much money we could recoup. But then there are guaranteed revenues. So, for instance, property taxes, the property value set. So every year, Camellia Bay is going to pay their property taxes. Or if you look at your hotel revenue that's based upon occupancy, that number, we're really confident in that number because we're not overbuilding this development. When you look at some of the tourism taxes that we pay, all of those are straight shot straight into St. Tammany Parish that benefit us and benefit our parish at a time when our budget is stripped to nothing. You know, the voters in St. Tammany have recently said no to sales tax renewals and sales tax increases for the last many years. And so we desperately are in need of new revenue sources. And this is an opportunity to bring a lot of money back into the parish without having to raise taxes.
And then the split on gaming revenue, my understanding it's 5% of the gross, of adjusted gross?
That's correct. You hit the nail on the head, which that AGI or adjusted
gross
revenue is defined by the Gaming Commission.
And how's that defined?
Yeah, so the adjusted gross revenue is essentially all of the money that comes in, and then there are deductions that are taken that are stipulated and monitored by the Gaming Control Board. So they remove things like potentially comps or marketing expenses. But all of that's monitored by the Gaming Control Board. It's monitored by state police, and it's the same economic formula that's used across all of the casinos across the entire state of Louisiana. This project will have the largest revenue share in state history. Never before has there been a casino agreement that gives this much of a revenue share back to the government. And, you know, so there's a lot of smoke and mirrors out there in the sense of what our opponents are throwing out there, what the Mississippi casinos are saying to people. But this process has gone no differently than any of the other projects all over the state.
There has been issues relative to comps and whether or not these hotel motel taxes are due on that. What is the y'all are going to take the benefit of that off of the adjusted gross?
We will be paying sales tax on comp revenue. Okay. It's something that we negotiated into the agreement. So if somebody comes in and they get a comp meal at Drew Brees' new steakhouse, well, we're going to pay our sales tax value back as part of our agreement on that. So it's the right thing to do.
And the same holds true for the hotel rooms?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. Because that always has been a bone of contention in a number of these gaming agreements, not only in this state but in other states as well, right?
Absolutely. And look, we are since day one when we first started this process, it's all been about transparency. You know, we first came to the community and said, here's what we're interested in doing. We launched into a listening tour where we met with over 1,000 people near to the project, neighborhoods around us, and we said, here's what we're thinking about. What is your input? What would you like to see? We showed multiple renderings. We talked with community and HOAs memberships about traffic mitigation, light pollution, because we wanted to make sure that when we move into a community like we are, especially on the North Shore, with the quality of life that we have, we wanted to reflect the community around us. And that comes back to having open dialogue. It comes back to having true transparency in every step of the way.
So, Jay, we're visiting with Jay Connaughton, spokesman, Camellia Bay Resort. Obviously, this process is a little different, right? I mean, you actually have a license that you're trying to transfer from Bossier City down to Slidell. Obviously, there are people in St. that would much rather they get to choose the partner. So you have kind of a high hurdle to overcome in order to satisfy them. Why should they really trust in you? Is this $325 million proposed development one of the largest that your group has done? And your group, as I understand it, is Peninsula Pacific, which is a privately held corporation, right?
That's correct. And that's one of our strengths. Being privately held, we answer to no one other than our owners. We don't answer to, you know, stock prices and market changes. We have the ability and the freedom to make investments that really last for the long time. And you asked about what is the size of this development. We've had some properties that are bigger. We've had some properties that are smaller. But what we really specialize in is ground-up resorts. That's what we're passionate about. And we purchased Diamond Jackson Shreveport out of bankruptcy. Everybody knows the market in Shreveport is way too saturated. We bought that property when it was on its knees. And we stood it up for almost 5 years until COVID hit, saving, you know, hundreds of jobs, keeping people on the payroll. And when COVID hit, it was too much to stay there and to stay open. And we were knee deep into really working with the community here in St. Tammany about trying to develop this Camellia Bay project. And so when you look,
so of all of your casino properties, how many have y'all built from the ground up?
Several. Probably the one we're most proud of is DeLago in New York. It is a first-class establishment. USA Today came in and named it one of the top hotel casinos in the country, beating up many of the hotels, the first-class resorts that there are in Las Vegas. Even our one in Iowa is award-winning. When you look at the amount of awards that we have won,
just so we're straight, Sioux City, you're talking about the Hard Rock, right?
Yes, sir.
But in both DeLago and in here, Peninsula Pacific had partners in the development of those properties, right?
We had different. There's been different licensing agreements and partnerships across the board. I mean, when you look at New York, it was a $450 million project for us. When you look at Hard Rock, it was a $200 million project. Both of them are success stories that we're really proud of. And here's one of the things, Newell, that I think a lot of people don't understand.
Well, but Jay, let me finish my point first, okay?
Sure. Because yes, sir.
I think a lot of the confusion and a lot of what's not being discussed is your ability to actually deliver. Now, they talk about you guys over-promising and under-delivering, and I want to address that issue because that seems to be the thing of the most concern. In this project, Peninsula Pacific is on its own, no partners?
We have entire venture capital groups that are part of our investment group. When you look at the projects that we put together over the years, we are on solid financial footing. When you look at the fact that Moody's and Standard & Poor's both upgraded our credit rating in the last 2 or 3 weeks and forecasted it was going to get even better. I mean, these are things that we're really proud of. But what I was going to get to, Noel, I think is
yeah, but let's talk about that. Wait. Let's talk about that and be real about that for a second, because just 11 months ago, y'all had a negative rating at Moody's, and it was moved up to stable because of a lot of the improvements relative to COVID in some of your markets, right? I mean, let's be honest.
No, I don't think that's the case. I mean, what they look at is a lot of complex matters, like your debt-to-income ratio and things of that nature. And you know, they were looking at DeLago New York and saying, hey, this is a brand-new project, how it's doing, and our numbers in New York have been through the roof. And we're super excited about where they are. And if I could finish my point,
what a lot
of people don't realize about this project is that the Louisiana Gaming Control Board does a deep dive into our finances, into our ability to meet our promises and to meet our commitments. We've now been through the Gaming Control Board process in upwards of 6 or 7 states. And in every single one of these states, we've been told, great job, keep going, we're proud to have you as a partner. We've recently been awarded new projects in other states as a result of this deep economic dive into who we are and what our resources are. We would not be where we are today if the Gaming Control Boards and all of these different states didn't look at our financial backing and said, you're on the right track, keep going.
I agree with your assessment that they did a much deeper dive than I ever was going to be able to do. I get that. But you guys said the same thing when you bought the Bossier property. And so people ask when y'all bought Diamond Jacks, I went back, I read the press releases and everything else, and here we are less than 6 years later, and we've shut it down.
Yeah, but that's not exactly accurate. If you go back and you look at the articles and what we said that we're excited to be in here. We're looking to improve the facilities, which we did. The numbers got much better after we moved in, and we changed out the food and beverage program. We improved the hotel and made investments into it. But the state of Louisiana and every single gaming operation looks at Shreveport and says there's too many licenses there. We were the new kid on the block. We bought that license out of distress. We pumped money into it for 4 years, 5 years plus, saved those people's jobs, and we were proud to have done it. And when COVID hit, everybody closed. And we had to take a hard look in the mirror and say, do we want to continue to put the money into reinvesting into what we knew is something that we're not exactly proud of, in the sense of we bought it in distress, we bought it out of bankruptcy, or do we really want to commit all of our resources into this new project in St. Tammany Parish, which is really more aligned with what our vision is as a company, of building ground-up developments, resort-style experiences that we feel is the future of gaming. You know as well as I do that the state of Louisiana changed its gaming laws not too long ago to allow casinos to go land-based. So you're not spending all this money in a moat or a floating floor, and you're not tied to a riverboat.
That's a huge upside. I get it. Yeah, absolutely.
It is, and this would be the first project developed under that law. This would be the first brand-new project developed from the ground up under that law, and we're really excited about that. That is what our company's passionate about. So when we talk about things like the Drewry Steakhouse, and we talk about the Lazy River, and we talk about the convention center and the amphitheater, those are all really important things because they reflect what the future of gaming is, not what the past was. We're looking for destination experiences, and that's how we compete with Mississippi. It's how we compete with other experiences out there. Look, I go to these resorts. My wife and I go, and we enjoy it. I'm lifelong resident of St. Tammany Parish. We don't put any money in the slot machines, but we enjoy the restaurants, and we enjoy the shopping. And you're seeing this massive shift towards that across our entire industry. And P2E and Camellia Bay are at the forefront of that, of doing things better. Look, you could build, for the investment that we're going to put into P2E at $325 million, you could build 30 Treasure Chest casinos for the amount of money we're going to spend on this thing. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. No, and it's going into quality, because we're not building a hotel tower like what they did at the Tula Burgess, and we're not having to waste money, you know, into a moat or a boat that's irrelevant to the experience. We're getting to put all the money right into the development to understand that it's quality, not quantity. And we have proven that that model works for us over the years.
Yep. Final thoughts?
No, I just, you know, a lot of the questions that you ask, I think, are coming from the distortions of the Mississippi casinos. Newell, every time you ran for office, you had to file a campaign finance report. You had to say who gave you money and where did the money go. These guys are not doing that. It's illegal. They are breaking our laws. They're breaking our laws with malice disregard for how our process works. And I think it's a complete shame. And they're using that money to spread lies about our developer. They're using it to spread lies about any shred of evidence about economic impact. You know, you and I both know that you probably got called out when you were sheriff to crimes at a Walmart way more often than you ever did at Treasure Chest. And so when you're looking at the economic impact of this, data matters, proof points matter. And the fact that they're hiding who their donors are and then using that money to spread lies to the people of St. Tammany Parish to keep us from having what the Gulf Coast already has, which is new roads, better schools, a higher quality of life, it's shameful. And, you know, they need to be asked point blank, how much money are you taking from the Mississippi casinos? Because if they're going to lie to you about that and they're going to disregard our ethics laws, why do you believe them on anything else that they say?
Well, and they make some of the same allegations of you guys as well. So, I mean, it's a tit for tat thing. I think the most valid issue here is whether or not you guys are in a financial position to be able to develop a $325 million development on time. And to develop what you promised that you're going to develop. And there are some that believe that maybe you can and others that believe that maybe you can't. You look at a private corporation as being an advantage. A lot of the other economists and so forth believe that to be a disadvantage in this arena. You know, and most of your successful, a lot of your successful gaming operations, as you well know, in the top tier are not privately held. Some are, some aren't. But, you know, it's the capacity to have the money, obviously.
I would add this. This is one of the most highly regulated industries in the world.
Yeah.
We would not be in the position that we are right now if the Gaming Control Board looked at us, dove in our finances, and said there's a problem here. They would have stopped us in its tracks. The pages of financial information and the details and data that has to be presented to them and the amount of just sort of watchdog activity. The state police is headquartered in our building when we operate, watching every transaction that happens.
But the problem, Jay, is not in the original presentation. It's always going to be in the comeback. And almost without exception, in all of these casinos, they have come back and had to modify the original deal. You know it. I know it. Everybody is concerned about that. We saw it happen in the city of New Orleans. We saw it happen with a number of the boat operations in the metropolitan area. And I think there are a lot of people that are saying, yeah, this sounds great now, but in 5 years, this deal will change. And that's what the concern is. And then everyone is, they feel like they're at a disadvantage because, you know, we've got this investment here. What do we do with this property then?
If you look at what Camellia Bay has done already, they've already purchased the land. They've shown that commitment and that dedication to set the money up to purchase the land. When we heard concerns about the sports park that we've committed to the community build, because that's what the community told us they wanted.
Sure.
We know it's a privilege to operate in St. Tammany Parish. And they said, look, we've got concerns about this payout over time. Camellia Bay stepped up to the plate and said, you know what? We're going to give you 100% of all your funding at groundbreaking. 100% of all that money is going to be given to you up front. You're not going to have to wait on any of it over time. Time and again, as we've been asked to demonstrate our commitment to the community, we've delivered. After Hurricane Katrina,
I apologize. I'm going to have to get to a break. And I would say those are great indications of you guys meaning what you're saying and doing that up front. I agree with you. You know, the more times that you can put your money where your mouth is, the better off you're going to be in trying to, you know, persuade people to vote. Some people are just anti-gaming.
Sure.
You know, and
yeah,
there's not anything that you're going to do to change their mind, whether or not you were bringing in the Rolling Stones every other weekend.
Exactly.
It wouldn't matter to them. So, you know, I'm not one of those people. But, you know, and that's why I just kind of drill down on the financials, because I think that is the most legitimate issue of all the issues that are there, is the ability to deliver what's been promised. So, Jay, thank you so much. I appreciate your time. Best of luck to y'all on December the 11th, which is Election Day. And we will be right back, folks, with the opponents to the issue. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.